We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
Ted Phillips joins us. We're talking about physical evidence, real evidence of strange things going on, mostly at Marley Woods. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. And in our last hour, Chris posed a question. What do you make of all this, Ted Phillips? Tell us.
Well, what I make of it is that we're looking at something that is real and physical some of the time. And it seems that it can change frequency or whatever and become entirely something else. And I saw, for example, on one of the monitors, a humanoid figure come up to a gate and seen very clearly. And it had on some sort of a tight-fitting cover that had a white cuff, would be the only way I could describe it, at the end of the arm sleeves. And it had a white, tight-fitting sort of helmet, and the face area was just black. And I watched this thing for about 8 minutes, and as it stood there, it was still like walking in place. You could see, I couldn't see the legs because it had came up an incline, and it was standing where the legs were still below the bottom of the fence. But you could tell by the upper body motion that it was still walking. And the fence was 60 feet from me. And so I called the wife on the phone. I don't know why, like she's going to be able to see it, but and described it to her. And I said, you know, I'm going to walk out and get a really close look at it. Well, she wasn't too much up for that, but she couldn't stop me 300 miles away. So I took the 12-gauge sawed-off shotgun and ambled out into the darkness. And I walked up to the point where this thing was standing, and there was nothing. And I looked all around. There was nothing. And I went back to the monitor, and it was there. And I did this several times. And the really bizarre thing is, and it makes one kind of feel like not even talking about a case like this, was that when I did the playback on the video, I thought, boy, I've got you now. And there was nothing on the video.
Wow! So the live feed, the figure was there,
yeah.
But it wasn't being recorded. And when you went out there,
yeah.
It didn't seem to be there either.
No.
Was there any sort of footprints or any indication that something had been standing
no.
there or moving there?
No. And you know me, that's the first thing I'd really
oh, yeah.
dig around for. But here's the thing that makes me feel a little better about my sanity is the fact that, for example, Skinwalker. I have it from very good authority that they would be standing there and they'd put on like Generation 3s and there would be a humanoid figure 10 feet in front of them. And without that, they couldn't even see them. And things would walk by, very unusual things, 5 feet away and not react to them at all as though they didn't even know they were there. So I don't know. I think we must have a light frequency thing going on or a dimensional thing.
Yeah, some sort of parallel reality almost meshing together
yeah.
and sort of overlapping.
Yeah, and I can't believe I just said that, tell you the truth. But
yeah, that doesn't
that's
sound
always
right.
been
yeah.
the thing.
You're about as nuts and bolts a guy as I've ever met out in this field, and it's interesting to hear that your thinking is evolving or de-evolving depending on your point of view. Now, one question
I really
wanted to ask was, how about
yeah.
patterns? One of the things that I've always been fascinated by is patterning of these types of events. Do you notice any sort of correlations in terms of time, let's say, days of the week, times of the year. You've been out there now 12 years. You've amassed an incredible amount of data. Have you analyzed that data to suggest that there's any sort of frequency trends that are occurring? In other words, what I like to try to do is identify particular time periods so that I can be then out in the field, hopefully with the with the agenda of capturing some of this stuff more up close. How about you?
Absolutely. I did, for example, on the 4,000 plus trace landing cases, I have graphed those things out. I've looked for all kinds of patterns. And in the trace landings, there are a lot of statistically high patterns, time, month, year, locations, that really stand out. And what's being done with Marley right now is a very dear friend of mine of 40 years is currently, as we speak, working up the statistical stuff, and he's the man to do it. People that know me, I think, would pretty well know who I'm talking about, but I can't give his name.
You have him do the same thing for my database?
Yeah, this guy. This is the man, no kidding. And he's been there and is truly fascinated by it. And but I have done, I've ran just about every kind of chart on the various types of occurrences that I can. And the problem is, back through the 12 years, there was such an enormous statistical hole. Because, for example, when I wasn't there, you had a few people who would watch, but at about 10 o'clock in the evening, they were off to bed. So between 10 and sunrise, there is an enormous observational hole. Now, we're filling that, but I just don't have enough data yet. I do know that, for example, some of the ranchers would get up before sunrise to do chores, and almost always they would see something, a large amber, one of the larger whites, a light ball. And if the caretaker on some of the ranches would, who's there all the time, but they're generally afraid to go out after dark now, but if nature called at 2 or 3 in the morning, almost invariably they would see something. So it's a matter of having the eyeballs 24/7.
Well, and we have had having those 8 cameras set up is sure going to help that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And we have had, for the very first time, which is a big thrilling thing for me, a daylight observation of one of the small light balls, and by one of the owners and his adult daughter, not a great distance away in the woods, and it was one of the gold-colored baseball-sized jobs. And but any time you can get a start of something like a daylight light ball, I mean, that's marvelous, because you need to then be more aware in the daytime, because the stuff obviously is going on. And but as far as what and why, I'm telling you, we've had a lot of long discussions about that. The thing that interests me is that if I can ever get close enough to try to communicate with a humanoid, you can bet I'll do it. And but what is fascinating is, back in the 70s, I investigated a physical trace case up in Iowa. And family, the mother and her 2 grown sons, look out the upstairs window, and they see this pretty good-sized object, metallic object, hovering about 10 feet from an upstairs window. And they watched it through their window, and they could see 2 figures, just kind of normal human type.
I'll tell you what, we'll talk about the humanoids and the figures in our next segment. We have Ted Phillips. Co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast. Hey, neighbors, have you been thinking about starting a website? Well, I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a world-famous leader in web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and great selection of templates. Use the coupon code PowerCast. Once again, use the coupon code PowerCast and sign up at this special address, theparacast.com/gator. That's G-A-T-O-R, theparacast.com/gator. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Ted Phillips joins us. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. Ted, before we broke for our last segment, you talked about the second story UFO with two humanoids inside. Did they look like Greys? What did they look like?
Well, they said they looked like any other person. I mean, they look perfectly normal, normal proportions, no giant heads or fins or anything. And they seemed to be working on a panel of something that they really, it was sloped down, they couldn't see. And on a couple of occasions, they said the figures looked right at them, but there was no real reaction on their part. And so this went on for quite a long period of time. Finally, the object ascends vertically and, of course, is out of sight over the top of the window. When they ran outside, below the point where the object had been, the grass was totally dehydrated, grass and soil. All moisture was sapped out of it, which is very typical. A sort of a microwave EM effect to dehydrate and destroy all plant life that it's exposed to. And there was a small tree below where this thing had been. It had died. It would die within a week. And but the real clue in this thing, and back in the 70s, I let a lot of this go by me because I was looking for physical stuff. They went downstairs, and as they were walking by the kitchen, plates started flying off the table. Things started flying off the shelves. So that's what we typically call poltergeist activity. And that had never happened in this house before. The mother had lived there for many years. And it continued for weeks after the thing had been there. Well, wow. I should have seen it for what it was, but again, I was looking for something I could pick up and didn't want to get into the realm of ghosts and like that. But I've got to tell you, down through the years, I've encountered that sort of stuff. I've been very cautious not to talk a lot about it because, you know, I worry about credibility, and it's becoming more difficult to hold that credibility up, but you got to go where this stuff takes you, you know,
exactly.
And you'd be a fool not to do it.
You know, that's one thing we want to mention here, too. A lot of people, even those involved in UFO research, they want it physical. They want a physical spaceship, a physical entity, a physical trace on the ground. And as soon as it gets a little ephemeral, a little bit less than physical, they just can't take it anymore. But as you say, you have to follow where the evidence takes you. And how do you emotionally cope with the fact that maybe some of your assumptions about what you were expecting to see aren't quite what the reality is?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you hit it on the head there. In all the cases, you know, another statistical pattern in the trace landing cases was the objects. Described generally, as you know, as a metallic and 18 feet, 30 feet, and landing on structured legs and leaving behind footpad marks and all that. And, of course, that's what I was expecting to see. And the first actual sighting that I had was 5 months after going to Marley, 5 months of seeing nothing. And one of the owners and I are standing there, and it's sun has just set. The sky is still nice and bright. And in the northeast, he says, there they are. And I look up, and there are three amber, what we call ambers, in a row. Nice, neat, horizontal row. They're not moving. No wings, no engines, no balloons hold them up, no parachutes. They're just hanging there and silent. And that's the thing that impacts you, I think, the most. How the hell are they staying in the air? And yet, you know, you can see them perfectly clearly. And then a fourth one comes on, more to the east. And then the fifth one came on to the south of that one. And it was closer. It was much closer. It was perhaps 800 feet above the ground and 600 feet or so away out over the field. Again, no means, no visible means of support and no sound, no motors running. And I'm just truly astonished. It was something I was not at all ever expecting to see, even though I'd heard the reports from these witnesses. And I have to tell you, it was amber, and it was elongated to the vertical, and it looked to be, if I was guessing, I would say at that distance it was probably 12 feet high, maybe 8 feet wide. And it had, it was full of the amber light, which is very soft and yet very bright. And it had a dark purple-blue band around the edges, starting at the top, coming around the bottom, back up to the top, but it was not across the top, a U-shaped band around it. And as I'm standing there watching it, and I'm still way super into the physical stuff, but my brain is telling me that something could come through that. And I, to this day, don't know why I was thinking that, but nothing ever did. And the way the things disappear is incredible, because now these are substantially large things that you're looking at. And when they disappeared, it's like a camera, an old camera lens with the shutter closing. And in other words, they seem to get smaller and smaller and smaller, and then they're gone. And I was very lucky. Well, I was standing there with the video camera running, pointed at the ground for a minute and 37 seconds. And that's how stunned I was by what I was seeing.
Oh,
I got a real good. Yeah, yeah.
You got a really good picture of the ground, but not of the thing that was flying.
God.
Well, if it had been a metallic disc with little guys crawling all over, I'd have been fine. I'd been taping that because it was something I would be expecting. But, and fortunately, three guys drive up in a pickup truck and roll the window down. They said, "Did you see those things?" So that made me feel a lot better, too. There were five witnesses. So, but I was very fortunate. One morning, I had the cameras rolling, and just before sunrise, and I was talking to one of the guys on the team and looking east, and for some reason, I just shifted my body a little bit to the left, and right behind his head, one of the big white objects. And I said, "Look at this." And by the time he spun around, it was gone. So I run up to the DVR, and I start doing some playback, and I got this thing. And I'm telling you, I have looked at that video, I couldn't guess how many times, because it shows how they appear and how they disappear.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into that video, and I'm going to ask about whether we could see them. That would be very nice. We have Ted Phillips, UFO landing trace investigator. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
You've entered another dimension. You've entered the Paracast.
We return with Ted Phillips. He raised some very fascinating questions, maybe a few hackles, in the last segment. I'm Gene Steinberger in the PowerCast. Our co-host, who's been there himself on the scene investigating lots of strange stuff, is Chris O'Brien. And before we turn back to Chris, I wanted to ask you, okay, it's on the DVR. When, pray tell, can we see this and other pictures?
Well, as soon as I get the aforementioned website going. My nephew, which generally it's not a good approach to have your nephew build a website, but this guy does it for a living. And he's going to give me a pretty high-tech setup, which I won't know anything about, but I can ask questions. And there will be video clips, including this one, of some of the stuff going on, along with some really cool still photos. And I think it'll be of interest. I'm going to post a lot of the trace cases and a lot of the Marley stuff on there. So, as I say, that should be up and running in a couple of weeks. And I'll shoot you an email and let you know how to find it.
Is this going to be the same site that you've had up till now, or is it going to be a totally different URL?
No, it'll be totally different, yeah.
Okay, we'll have that up as soon as we get the information. This show will be heard on August 1st. Chris?
Yeah, Ted, you know, one thing that we have kind of failed to mention, I did sort of refer to the absolute massive volume of cases that you have documented over the years. Mm-hmm. What's your running total up to now about?
The current total is 887 events reported.
How about the trace case database?
The trace case cases right now are at 4,491.
And that has been in a approximate time period now that we're talking about?
The trace cases go back. The first case is 1610.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's quite amazing. You know, really, hats off to you for being so diligent to compile what could be a very, very is a very important database. What is your next plan? I mean, if you had unlimited resources, for instance, would you have people there full time? Are you looking at having some sort of full-time presence there in the in this current case, or what are your plans now for this particular project? I know it's going ahead full speed now, so why don't you give us a kind of an idea of what your thinking is now?
Well, my plans currently, if, as you said, I had unlimited funding, the first thing I would do is I would move there, and I've got really rustic, beautiful places to live in at no cost. And I very definitely would like to be there 24/7,
yeah,
with an occasional few days off. But and I would have a team of probably two to three there all the time, so we could respond to the most current events immediately. And if things got heavy, as you all know, things do get into a peak situation where you have really a lot going on, then bring in the whole team of seven. And and of course, to keep improving our ability to preserve the events on high def and still images and more types of detector devices, EM, spectrum, just anything at all that would tell us what is going on with these things. And as I know is going on somewhere else, an attempt to, I hate to say this, to communicate with whatever the forces at hand are. And so I'm exploring some possibilities of various types of lights, sounds. One thing that does go on, and I was never, believe me, a believer in the paranormal, but again, when it hits you in the face, you know, you got to back up. And
I know the feeling.
So what I found is that you can, for example, put out a deck of alphabet cards, and you'll come back to a very isolated building, and there will be something there, a word. And it doesn't matter, the word doesn't really mean anything to you, but it's the fact that something has moved the cards. And I was told by some researchers that be careful, it can follow you home. And I had a kind of a laugh privately about that. And about 2 weeks ago, I get out of the car, and I'm carrying my car keys with me into the house, and I laid them down in the living room. And the next time I was going to drive, I went to get the keys, and they were gone. So I jumped the wife, you know, what'd you do with my car keys? Nothing. So we tear the house apart, and no keys. So we finally give up. We go out, and we have some keys made. And the very next morning, I have this one drawer that I keep my sheepdog's lead in. And I had taken her on that lead every day before. She goes with me everywhere. And I open the drawer. My car keys are laid out in a very neat pattern on top of the dog's chain. And that sort of thing is starting to happen. I can't believe I'm even talking about these things, but, you know, I mean, I investigated what was supposed to be a haunted house in Eureka Springs. And I did a thorough investigation because the couple involved were highly credible, and they were having amazing things going on. And I got to see one of them, a chandelier that weighed about 1,000 pounds, started swinging, and all the windows closed, doors closed, no reason that it would start swinging. Videotaped that, and they would have things disappear, very valuable jewelry, in a locked case. And she would go to the locked case, unlock it, open it, and the jewelry's gone. And weeks later, she would find it in the bottom of the vase that had plants in it, or something like that, all the time. So here, there has, I really believe there is somehow a connection between the UFO business and what we call the paranormal. I honestly do. And I wish to God I had paid attention to that sort of stuff, along with the physical trace stuff. So I let a lot of, I know now, really good stuff go by me. But we were, back in the day, we were so busy with the landings, you really didn't have time to look at other cases. You just didn't have it.
It also kind of gives you a little bit of tunnel vision, don't you feel that way, after all this reading books by people like John Keel and others who said there's another aspect to this subject, and you kind of didn't pay attention to it then, did you?
No, I didn't. And you know what I'm currently doing is going back and reading those books. And my wife, who has turned into a really great believer, she and I both saw on the 19th of June this year a lighted object 3 feet off the ground, about 30 feet away.
I'll tell you what, we're going to go into that sighting in a couple of minutes here. But let me tell everybody that if you want to find more of the things that we do on the PowerCast, go to thepowercast.com. That's the PowerCast with a T-H-E, thepowercast.com. You'll find over 200 episodes of the show to download so you can catch up, and some people really do that. Ted Phillips joins us. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaways, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
The co-host is Chris O'Brien. Our special guest this week is Ted Phillips. He started out as a UFO trace evidence researcher and now is exploring the larger realms of the paranormal because it became too involved for him. Our co-host, Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. So you and your wife had a sighting that you started to tell us about. Before Chris picks up on this, tell us more about this case.
Yeah, she spotted the thing, and we were on the cabin porch. And at that point, it was about 60 feet away. And so I grabbed the camera and walked out. We went out and had a very good view of it. It was hovering. And then it would silently shoot up at incredible speeds, come back down at incredible speeds, and stop. I mean, it's physically impossible. So we got to look beyond physically possible stuff. But I shot a number of photos, and one time I caught it when it was not moving. And the rest of the photos are simply the streak of the thing. You can see the colors very well as it went vertical or came down. And so that got her really excited. And she's been reading some of the very best books, I think, by the best person possible, Jacques Vallée. And I talked about a prolific writer. And so she's now going back through all of Jacques' books and looking for similar things that he had reported back years ago in his investigations. And so there is a lot there to find. Passport to Magonia, Messengers of Deception, Anatomy of a Phenomenon. You can go on and on. The best stuff that's ever really been written and thoroughly documented by him. And I think back through the years of the cases where this kind of stuff was involved. And as I say, it just kind of went on by. And the things that happen, you can make sense of them in your mind, although it doesn't mean you're right about what your assumptions are. We've had, starting this year, two cases in which an individual is walking across the field and suddenly is surrounded by tiny gold-colored lights about the size of the end of your small finger, and like a net above all the way around and about a foot from his body. And this is in daylight, and they're snapping constantly, said like a tiny firecracker. And this has happened on two different occasions, two different locations, several hundred feet apart. And when I asked him, how long did you see them? He got this look on his face, and he said, he was confounded. He said, you know, I don't know. It was like he'd never thought of that and had no realization of the time span. I said, well, how did they move away, disappear? And he said, I don't know. So in both events. Now, and that goes along. It correlates with physical trace landing cases and other cases down through the years where people have sort of no realization of a time period. And I've seen it on some really good trace cases. So there are a lot of things in action. And, I mean, it's going on. I had two enormous cases just last week. And, it's just incredible. One of the things, now Chris was asking, you know, what do I plan to do in the future with all this? Well, I'm keeping all these records very carefully, and I plan to somehow or other publish them at the right point in the future, so I'm not the only one that knows this stuff, basically. And it would fill a very large volume, I can tell you that. And also, I've got to tell you that finally I am writing a book.
All right.
And that will deal primarily with the physical trace investigations that I've done, my relationship with J. Allen Hynek and Jacques and some of the really great people from, well, they're still around. Some of them are still going. But from the years back. And so I don't know how long that's going to take me because I'm... I just have to catch the day when I'm in that sort of mode, you know, and work on it. But that's a couple of things. But I want to get the information out to the general public because they would be astonished to think that this is going on in a relatively small area and constantly. And the first report that I'm aware of in the Marley Woods was in 1937. And that was by a couple of people that you could not find more reliable witnesses. And I've managed to get hold of reports up through the late 30s, the 40s, the 50s, on up. And so it's been going on a long time.
Okay, we don't have much time left here. And maybe you could tell our listeners, where are you going from here? You're going to be writing a book. Mm-hmm. About your past, hopefully, about some of this stuff. Have you had the media try to kind of horn in on the Marley Woods stuff? Have people tried to get in there and say, hey, where is it? Or we're going to try to find it. Do people even find it by accident?
Well, that's the reason that I shut down our website and stopped doing radio shows and TV things and so on. Along with the fact that May the 7th of 2009, I had a stroke, and that kind of nullified things for a while. But fortunately, everything, and I mean everything, is still working now, so, but sort of. And I had done a couple of the UFO Hunter shows. And the last one I did, I sat all day at a park bench listening to people argue about how they needed to proceed with this show. And I decided, well, that'll be the last one of these I do. And so, I mean, I love Burns and all of the UFO hunters. They're nice guys. I have been approached by all kinds of media people. And of course, they finally figured out I'm not going to take you to Marley. For one thing, I would probably be shot and killed by the owners, if I brought anyone on with any kind of camera. And, because the first thing they asked me, they said, the only thing we ask is please keep our names and locations out of the research. And I agreed and I've done that. And I'll continue to do it. or I'll be thrown off. And but we had a couple of individuals come onto the properties. That was taken care of, I think, pretty quickly. One of the ranchers, let's see, what is it, his cousin or nephew, something, is the sheriff in the county. So that was put to a real quick halt. And they authorized me to say on the site, you know, if you try to come on the property, you'll be trespassing and you could be shot.
Okay, and since we still have the Second Amendment, does still work in the U.S., just kind of watch it. So, okay, basically, Ted, we're going to expect, possibly by the time this show airs on the 1st of August or maybe shortly thereafter, the new address of the new site that you're setting up, and we will post it on the Paracast site so that everybody who is listening to the show can figure out what you're doing and check everything out further. Okay, before we let you go, Chris, tell our listeners where we can find your stuff.
Well, I do have a website. It's called Our Strange Planet. That's O-U-R, Our Strange Planet. We live in a very strange planet, and it's Our Strange Planet. So my entire database is on there for anyone interested. Tons of good articles that I've been culling from over the years. And I really want to thank Ted for being on the show. This is just, I think, a historic, monumental case. I'm just flabbergasted at the amount of what appears to be good quality data that you've been able to amass. And I'm really looking forward to speaking with you further about this, Ted.
Absolutely.
Ted Phillips, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast along with Chris O'Brien.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gene.
The Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.